Hey, man, let's talk to Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. The crazy thing about Atlanta United so far this season, 4-11-9, they've had a 1-0 lead 8 times this season, and they've just won 2 of those matches, a draw coming off of a draw. And, Chris, it's good to have you back on the show as we try to figure out and continue to talk about, you know, the play of our squad. But it feels like we're playing better. You tell me what you think, but even though the results are not there, are they playing better?
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Thanks, Mike. Great to be here. We are playing better. We are in the process. We've opened a transfer window, so we're being really active with our acquisitions in the window to improve the team. We're obviously not happy where we are in the standings, but the team is playing better. Ronnie Dyla and his staff are working every day on patterns of play, on structure, on trying to improve this group. We have some guys back from health, which really helps to have healthy players to choose from.
Moranchuk's goal to save the draw last match was just amazing. That's a golazo. And that's the thing. It just, we get teases of the kind of amazing plays we know these guys are capable of.
Yeah, incredible goal from Alexi on the weekend. Yeah, and we want that from your designated players, your key players on the team. You want them to be producing every week. So, you know, we're working with them, and we have to make sure that we get everything around them stable and we get security in the back. And it's a work in progress. I came in here 6 months ago, and we're trying to build something that we can sustain for years. And sometimes that takes time, and we're working really hard behind the scenes to improve the group.
Chris, talk about the 2 new players you guys acquired.
Yeah, we have 2 central defenders. Anea Mihai, who's an Albanian national team player, central defender. He's played in Portugal in the top division, and we added Juan Barakal. And Juan is getting his medicals done. He's getting ready to train with the group, and then he needs to get his work visa. So that hopefully that goes quickly. But that will give us some stability and competition in the back. At the same time, getting Derek Williams and Stian Gregersen competition in the middle. So I really feel that's going to stabilize our back line and give us some structure in the back.
It's the Chris Henderson guys here on Dukes and Bell. More on the Falcons, more NFL talk from around camps. He is the Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director for United and holding down the fort while Garth Lagerwey is dealing with some health issues as well. Chris, we were so excited about the return of Miguel Almiron and just thought maybe he was underutilized over there in Newcastle. What has to change for Miggy, and why has it been so underwhelming at times?
Yeah, I mean, with Miggy, you know what you're going to get. He's going to give 100% effort every single game. He's always sprinting, trying to create things. So, as I said, where we are in the table is, I think everyone attacks, everyone defends. Miggy can go both ways in attack and defense. I think getting the best out of him is kind of players that he can play off, and getting players who are showing and working and combining with him. So we need to take his positive attributes and make the most of those, whether it's good runs in the box or players overlapping him or players who can give and goes to him inside the midfield. So, that's what the coaches are working on every day, how we can kind of maximize our top players.
Chris, look, there are times this year we're shrugging our shoulders when it comes to our Braves, and we're doing the same thing at times when it comes to United, specifically after halftime. And look, I don't know if you guys have looked at all the data and, like, you have a reason why that we play good in the first half, and then we come out early in the second half, and, we did it twice against Charlotte. I mean, it's one of those things where you give up a goal pretty quickly right after half. Is there a reason? Have you been able to put your finger on it?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on trying to improve that, getting out earlier from halftime, making sure that we have the right messaging right after half, making sure players are ready when they come on. So, it's a stat that you're not proud of, and you don't want that to happen because obviously the results would be different if you're not giving goals in that first 15 minutes after halftime. So, we are focused on it, and we dig deep into the data just to support everything we're doing, whether it's recruitment or what we're doing on the field every week. And we want to flip that. We want to turn that around. And so that is a goal for our staff and our club that, we need to come out stronger in second half. Some of that is the fitness and building our fitness to make sure we can last for 90 minutes. So Yeah, it's our goal in the next, you know, the next three games are Leagues Cup. So they're against opponents from Mexico. So it'll be a completely different style that we're dealing with. So we hope to kind of turn our season during this tournament.
I was just going to ask you, are we going to see guys from Atlanta United too, or are you going to kind of keep the starting core in these League Cup games?
Yeah, I think with our new players coming in, the new signings, we could potentially have three or four new players joining our team. So we want to take a look at those guys and see how they integrate. Of course, there's going to be, the one or two that are fighting to make the roster from the second team that could get an opportunity in some games. But we definitely want to see what our core looks like, what our new players, how we integrate them with the main players that we have here. And start to build some wins and build some points.
Wednesday's match, pregame 6:30, kicks at 7:30. And then, as Chris said, they'll play on Saturday and then the following Wednesday as well. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today. Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
You got it. Yeah, man, as we said, it's just been a tough year from dealing with Garth with his health. We talked about all the expectations. First match of the year that, I talked about with you, how great it was. Felt like, the excitement's back and just the lack of consistent scoring. Like, the boneheaded turnovers and defensive miscues, that's kind of, well, that's been our calling card throughout the entire franchise's history. But usually we have enough firepower on the other end to overcome it. Not this year.
They are 14 points below the playoff cutoff line in the Eastern Conference with 10 matches remaining. Time is simply running out. And they've earned four draws in their last five matches. That has been the problem. You are not getting enough points.